Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
So what do you say to people that fear that if you do succeed here, that you might leave for the NFL again in a year or two?
Yeah, well, I didn't come here to leave.
Bill Belichick at his introductory press conference at the University of North Carolina. All those people clapping along, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah!
Those losers.
Well, I didn't come here to leave.
Unless the NFL calls.
Yeah. Unless Tom Brady gives me a call. Those losers clapping along, though, Nick.
That's weird.
They would turn on.
Person. Yeah, that's true.
Might be loser. Jordan. No, yeah. But other people jumped in. Other people jumped in after it.
Well, it's a weird spot. Like, if you're in a place and a
they
couple
turn
people
on Bill so quick, yeah. They would be like, "Boo, he left." You know, like any college fan base where you leave. Listen to all those losers.
But if you were in a place, maybe you weren't really paying attention, and a few people next to you started clapping, don't you just like, yeah, all right, hey, okay. Yeah,
the meme of the guy that wakes up on the
meme of the guy waking up, 100%. No, 100%. That's what I would do.
Okay. That guy's great.
There's nothing more powerful than peer pressure. I firmly believe in this. Like you, with peer pressure, you could probably get me to do anything with peer pressure.
It's true.
I would follow the herd.
I'm not proud of it.
Just about anything with peer pressure. You could break me. And so, yeah, no, if a bunch of people start clapping, I would clap along whether I wanted to or not. True. It's Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's the 11 o'clock hour. It is a Bruins Thursday. You heard Mike Milbury earlier today. We'll talk to the Razor.
Oh, the Razor.
Andrew Raycroft.
How do you think he feels about the bees right now?
Well, probably better than us. If I had to guess, Keith, I think he's going to try to cheer us up a little bit when it comes to the Bruins.
I'd be happy for a positive spin on this,
yeah.
Because it is it's tough to do.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say he feels better than we do about the Bruins, but we'll find out with the Razor.
That's right.
Andrew Raycroft of Nesson when he joins us coming up less than a half hour from now, so stay tuned for that. With all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. Bunch of you lined up with plans to fix the Patriots coaching staff and front office. You can yell at us as well, like Shane and Plymouth did. That's fine. I didn't remember my Bieniemy take from years ago.
But he did.
But that's fine. Use your 30 seconds. The 30 seconds are yours. You do with them what you want.
I'd rather you fix the Patriots coaching staff
or
fill out the coaching staff.
You're right. I should rephrase. We'll take your phone calls on whatever. But when we're putting you on the clock,
yeah.
Preferably it's a plan.
Yeah.
Shane in Plymouth.
All right.
Real quick, you heard the story yesterday. We spent basically the last 2 hours on it that Tom Brady called Bill Belichick and asked him about the Raiders coaching gig. I was skeptical about the real level of interest. I'm sure the phone call happened, but I'm skeptical of the real level of interest. That was from Tom Pelissero yesterday. Within a half hour of us leaving yesterday, Keith, Diana Russini, your girl.
Yeah, she's right all the time.
I don't know if you want to believe this or not.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick has no plans to return to the NFL, per sources. I'm told his sole focus is on coaching and recruiting for North Carolina, as he'll continue building the Tar Heels' future. He's recruiting today in New Jersey.
So nice.
I think, by the way, both the Pelissero story and the Russini story could have come from Bill's side.
Yeah.
They both make Bill look good. The NFL wants not leaving. Right. I said I'm not leaving. I'm committed to North Carolina.
Now you get a couple more recruits that way. He's already got a bunch of transfer portal guys. So, yeah, it looks good. The NFL still wants me.
I know they're both sides of the street. Like, one is saying Bill's going to the NFL, the other isn't. But I think they're both coming from Bill's side, to be honest, because they both helped Bill.
They're not saying he's going. They're just saying, like, do you think
interest.
All right. Do the Raiders have more interest in Bill Belichick than the Patriots have in Pep Hamilton?
maybe.
Or is it the same?
Like maybe.
Maybe a little bit more.
It's close. Yeah. But no, you're right. And I'm still waiting for that second team. We're very quick to say the Raiders are one of the teams.
Multiple teams.
Yeah, who's that other team?
Well, Raiders and a mystery.
Why is that team anonymous? Why does team need to be anonymous?
Yeah.
I'm going to butcher this name.
Go ahead.
But he covers the Raiders.
The Raiders.
For the Review Journal.
Okay. Wait, where's that? Vegas?
Vegas.
They got it. All right.
Yeah, I thought Bedard was supposed to work there briefly, actually. Mm. Vincent Bonsignore?
Nailed it.
Bonsignore.
Dr. Bunsen Honeydew? That guy's great. One of the best scientists, probably.
That's it.
On screen.
Him and Beaker, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Beaker was kind of always...
Beaker's like his right-hand man.
Screwing things up, though.
Yeah, a lot of explosions.
But what's his name again? Bunsen Honeydew?
Dr. Bunsen Honeydew.
I'm sorry,
he looks like a honeydew melon.
I don't mean to shortchange him.
He went to a lot of schooling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Invents a lot of things.
He worked hard for that title. Yes, he's reporting from the Vegas Journal. The sense I'm getting on the Raiders, Bill Belichick per sources, the talks are more about Brady picking Belichick's brain on a search process and traits, etc., rather than trying to bring him to Vegas as a coach.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That makes perfect sense. Yeah. In fact, I think we said that yesterday. Mm. Brady called Bill, picked his brain. Hey, what would you be looking for in a coach? What do you think about this guy? What do you think about that guy? Bill's very, very, very influential in getting coaches hired. We learned that from the Brian Flores lawsuit.
Brian.
Bill is, yeah, exactly.
Screw up the Bryans.
Bill is like hiring coaches throughout the league.
How do you think Joe Judge got the Giants job?
Thank you.
That was Belichick. How do you think Matt Patricia got the Lions job?
His opinion carries a lot of sway in the league with these owners, and he's had connections over a half century in the NFL. Not that he can get himself a job these days.
Yeah.
But he was shadow hiring people for years as head coach of the Patriots.
Even with that news, Belichick is not in the top five on the odds for the Raiders. He's actually sixth, I think, just to throw it out there.
Who were the five?
Mike Vrabel won, but it's still plus money.
Yep.
So I think it's wide open with the Raiders. Cliff Kingsbury, Ben Johnson, Kellen Moore, Joe Brady.
So Bill's below Bill Kellen Belichick. Moore and Joe Brady.
Yep.
And so, you're telling me he's going to work in the NFL again?
No, he says he's staying in North Carolina, but it's like a little bit of, you know, I guess positive pub way.
I can see how that phone call goes. It's like, oh, what do you think of all these guys? And then at the end of the call, it's like, oh, and by the Bill, I mean,
you'd be the best candidate.
Bill, would you have any interest in the job? Like, it's like obligatory at the end of the call.
Oh, don't flatter me, Tom.
Yeah. And so I'm guessing that's how it went, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
Have you changed your mind at all based on those odds or the story yesterday that Bill will coach in the NFL again?
I think he's just going to coach at North Carolina. That's what it feels like. I don't think there's a lot of interest, and it's funny. You know, it took Tom Brady to own a team for there to even be this story out there. You know, so if he didn't own the team, I don't think we're talking about this. The Raiders were also the last one to fire a coach. So there was three in-season firings, and there was no Bill connection. Then there was two. Now, I know one of them was the Patriots. So really one more right after. No connection to Bill. I think those guys got ahead of it. Those guys being Bill and Lombardi and everybody else, like, they got ahead of it. They realized it wasn't going to be there. So rather than waiting till now to jump in and being behind the eight ball, he wanted to coach, and he's coaching in college because he knew that was the only place that would take him.
I think he's at North Carolina following three-star recruits
until
he hangs it up. I mean, that's my guess if you're asking me to predict it. But I think he would, you know, shove Jordan out of the way to get a job in the NFL again.
Definitely.
Like, I think he desperately wants it. I think that's where this story came from yesterday. It's why it's out there. It's true.
Yeah.
Brady called him. I believe that. But why is it out there? Why is it known? Because Bill wants people to think the NFL still wants him.
Yeah.
And because
including recruits.
Because I think, well, that's true, too.
Yeah.
It helps him at North Carolina.
Yeah.
But I think he also desperately wants to be there. 617-779-7937. Is Paul and Quincy, do you have a plan, or is this more of a take for the Patriots filling out their coaching staff in front office?
Now, I kind of have a plan. I don't want...
Let's put it on the clock. You're on the clock, Paul.
I want somebody to come in like Ben Johnson, who's going to come in with... I want to get rid of Belichick era. You know what I mean? What I'd like to see for offensive coordinator is Josh McCown. We might have two second-year quarterbacks on this team next year, and I want somebody who can work with them. So get a quarterback's coach, too. But I'd like Johnson to come in, Robert Saleh as a defensive coordinator, and Josh McCown.
Beautiful.
Okay, that's how you do it.
Little tail there. It's like a Stiz grab bag clip.
It's some of the grab bags. That's fine.
There's a little tail on there.
A lot of momentum for Robert Saleh. People like the Robert Saleh. I know there was some connection for whatever reason with Vrabel. Did those guys overlap anywhere? Maybe?
No. In fact, I thought Vrabel was either supposed to replace Saleh in San Fran or turned down the job, and that's how Saleh got the San Fran D coordinator job. Mm. Vrabel, when he was in Houston as the D coordinator or maybe a linebackers coach before he was D coordinator, turned down the Niners. So maybe there was an indirect correlation there, but I think Saleh might have got the job because Vrabel turned it down.
Got it. Because Saleh was in Houston before Vrabel got to Houston, right? But regardless, I like that one just because if you're not going to have a head coach with head coaching experience, it's a tried and true formula.
It'd be a great one.
The Sean McVay, Wade Phillips thing is one that everybody points to Sean McVay, rightfully so, an offensive genius, and you're trying to emulate that. And whether it's Kevin O'Connell or Kyle Shanahan or Matt LaFleur, Zachary Taylor, Mike McDaniel, like all these different guys, I think when you've had somebody you can trust on the other side with some experience, that's really when it's been the best. So having Wade Phillips there for those first, you know, he wasn't there forever. He was there, sort of established what was going on defense, and then that team was able to still be good after. He was able to develop other really good defensive coaches, like Raheem Morris was there and other ones, and they were fine. But that, I think, is the key if you get somebody like Ben Johnson. Don't make the same mistake that you did with Jerod Mayo.
Well, that's what I was just going
to
say.
Is Van Pelton Covington, you were setting him up to fail. And I don't think Kraft got into that specifically, but when he led his press conference with, like, I feel bad for Jerod, one of it would be, or one of the reasons would be that.
This is part of the failure with Mayo. You gave him no support staff. And this was highlighted in the Chad Graff story. So I think ownership recognizes it because I think that story came from ownership. Not to dismiss Chad Graff's reporting chops or anything like that.
No.
But I think it's coming from their side. And
it also
explaining,
makes Robert Kraft look worse.
Well,
I don't think they think it does. I think they're putting it on Mayo, but it's like, all right, well, who put Mayo in place?
Correct.
Who hired Mayo five years ago?
But Kraft has taken blame for that. I mean, in fairness to Kraft, he said, I put him in a bad position. I was wrong for that, however he worded it. But I think that came from ownership because right there in the story, it's a first-year head coach, first-year coordinator, or first-year play caller anyway on offense, first-year coordinator on defense, first-year quarterbacks coach, first-year wide receivers coach, first-year special teams coach, blah, 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 blah.
But it's like you set him up to fail. The first part of that is you.
Right.
So that's why I blame him.
No, I definitely blame him. But I think he's okay with that being out there because he already blamed himself.
No, I know. And then they just want such a change of pace and such a, look who's coming in. It's Mike Vrabel. We're not going to have these same problems. That's what they're also setting up.
He mentioned, the caller mentioned Josh McCown. I wouldn't dismiss that as a name with Vrabel, by the way.
Okay.
That name also came from Chad Graff.
Jeez.
I believe, right over the holidays.
What a busy beaver this guy is.
I think it was Chad Graff. Let me fact check myself on that.
Yeah, right,
but
not.
I think he was the one who dropped the McCown name over the holiday break.
Who's only been in coaching for 2 years. Of course, he was a player for 100 years. So he had a really long career as a...
It was the Athletic that floated his name. He's interviewing for jobs right now.
He was the quarterback's coach this year, or is the quarterback's coach this year with the Vikings. So you and I give Kevin O'Connell a ton of credit for making Sam Darnold look like a, all-pro this year. But that guy was right there.
And
so if you were trying to get in on the ground floor of one of these offensive minds, maybe it's him.
And when we talked about this last week, because we're usually ahead of stuff, Keith, and we talked about his name last week.
I mean, normally.
He coached Drake May or helped assist Drake May's high school team at Myers Park in North Carolina when May, I think, was a junior there. So there is a connection to Drake May. So I wouldn't dismiss that name.